radio reverb. It's the Pete Jones Show.
We've got the lovely, gorgeous Elephant Radio here. They are all lovely and they're all gorgeous. That is a fact. We had to vet them on the door. We've got Joe, Liam, Seb, Archie and Freddie. And they're here. How are you doing, guys? You okay?
Pretty good, yeah.
Well, you're sounding mighty fine in sort of warm-up sound checking. Jeez, thanks, don't go too early. I mean, you know, hold back is what I'm saying.
Yeah, we don't
want to
peek.
Don't peek. Seriously, because you're in danger. Right now, you're in danger of peeking way too early.
Or pulling out too soon.
I wish you hadn't said that. Yeah. I just wish you hadn't said that. Yeah. But it's fine. We'll gloss over. That is absolutely fine. So, if you know anyone in Elephant Radio, do text us 07909.
It's the funniest thing ever said.
547. 336, and if they're prone to putting their feet in it, just let us know, and then we'll just, you know, be hotter on the mics than we are necessarily. What is going on in Elephant Radio's land? Because I was playing your tracks about 6 months ago, wasn't I? And then what happened? I didn't.
And that you didn't?
No, I don't know why.
I follow that's a you problem and not our problem. So.
He's obviously had management. He has clearly had coaching in this. That was a damn good answer. Yes, okay. Well,
we've been busy, you know, like obviously we've been recording a little bit.
Yes.
We've been trying to, like, I guess, get to grips with recording, performing in Eastbourne. It's not exactly the most.
Is Eastbourne where you are hanging out at the moment?
It's our hometown. It's our hometown.
Spiritual home. Okay.
We've been trying to stick. I mean, we've been in London quite a lot. We like playing in Brighton as well. So.
Yeah, that's how I knew of you. So yes, I know. And what sort of? Because you said you've been in the studios. Big up the Eastbourne studios that you've been in. Have they been?
Yeah.
If they're really? Worth bigging up, are they good?
Well, we're going into Echo Zoo to record like a couple of new tracks.
Yes.
So we're going to do this track called Makes No Sense and a track called Let the Good Times Roll.
Okay.
So hopefully they'll be out before Christmas.
Right.
So we're going to Echo Zoo with Dave Lynch, who's producing us. He's done some pretty cool stuff.
Okay.
And Let the Good Times Roll will be with Jamie, one of our friends. And we're doing that in another studio called the Burley Centre, which is where Joe actually works.
Steps are recorded our previous tracks at.
Steps.
Yeah.
Steps.
Steps.
What's he say?
No, so that's what we called off.
Oh, okay.
I like that though, because that's pretty good. Steps.
That would be amazing. Yeah. I thought, hang on, what? I took my eye off the ball for 30 seconds and he's talking about steps. How did that happen? So what have you got out of the recording session? Have you got an EP that you're ready to do stuff with? Or
so obviously the EP we did last year,
yeah.
California FM, our first one, obviously that came out pretty quick, and then we focused on, I guess, gigging. Then we released two songs, not on an EP, just separate singles.
Yeah.
Raining, which is our current single, and Anybody Out There. Sorry, I'll speak into the mic. And
I was on it. We had engineers. You should see the engineers here, folks. They
so
are
many of
they're scurrying around so like
scurrying
like busy lab mice.
And then obviously we've got these two new songs. This will be probably part of an EP, I reckon. So we'll do these two new songs, one with Dave Lynch, one with our friend Jamie.
Yes.
And then I guess after Christmas we'll go in and do a couple more, and then maybe put on an EP. Or add these two to the last two and just put that as an EP itself. So apart from that, apart from a couple of gigs, we might have a London Sofa Sounds coming up quite soon.
Hang on, Sofa Sounds, they sound good. I like that. But we've had bands in before talking about Sofa Sounds. Do they not exist in Brighton?
They do, yeah. No, I mean, sometimes it's in order to get in Sofa Sounds, when you go on it, if there's a dropout, if you're a newer band, they'll say, do you want to come and play for us? So you've got to basically get your foot in.
Ah.
So we went to Amsterdam first.
Obviously.
That's the place you want to go to. The nearest one.
Right.
It's the closest one to us.
Okay. So hang on. You went to Amsterdam with Sofa Sounds?
Yeah, we were headlining a Sofa Sounds gig over there, which was pretty cool. I mean, it was... I'd like to say it was definitely worth it. I mean, it was worth the collective £3,000 that we spent.
And we're only here for 24 hours.
Wow. There's five of you. There's a sum there somewhere. Wow.
Yeah,
at least we got 2,000 views on the video. Do you know what I mean?
Did, yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
113 likes. That was worth it.
130 for something you don't even remember doing. That's incredible. Yeah. That's so impressive.
We'll be there.
That is so cool. So, okay. To rewind slightly, how does Sofa Sounds work? Do you have to apply to get on with them, or do they find you?
I'll let Liam talk on this one.
So yeah, you have to apply to go online.
Uh-huh.
So apply online, you send over
a dating profile.
It's like it's a bit like Tinder. You send three of your favourite tracks.
Yes.
And they then listen to it. They prefer one live track.
Right.
And then you then select the towns you like to play at.
Oh.
And I I selected all the capital cities. I went for Berlin, I went for Amsterdam, I went for Paris. Yeah. Didn't go in the UK, but I went for all the capital cities abroad. And then
Did you think they were going to send you and pay for the travel and stuff?
No, I just wanted an excuse to go on holiday.
I love you. That's so cool. So Cape Town's next, right?
Cape Town's next.
Great.
New York's good. My favourite choice. Yeah.
Is it Big now? Yeah, who would have thought? York.
Quebec.
Yeah.
Good. Quebec. Get you. Good.
LA.
LA.
Bit of Minsk.
Get you Minskin. How very, very cool. I love it. So that's how Sofa sounds. Is that? And then did you then, by mistake, I don't mean by mistake, but did you tick Bristol? And that's, is that how you got to Bristol as well?
So
you were looking for some internationals, and then it
I
had an
Bristol
airport.
Bristol was international, yeah. I thought it had an airport.
It is international. We love Bristol.
It's miles away.
That took longer than anything.
That actually took longer than us going to Amsterdam.
Collective 8 hours.
But I don't know whether we were just... Yeah, a bit more with it. We went to Bristol and then to Amsterdam. So I don't know if it's
well, I'd imagine you probably were, sir. And we don't want to go into that. Not into too much detail. Anyway, by the way, guys, if you're listening, we've got Elephant Radio here. We've got Freddie, Archie, Liam, Joe and Seb. And they're just chatting away, aren't they? They're doing crazy. Do text us 07909 547336. Always love to hear from you. By the way, would you like to do something crazy and creative and put these instruments to some bonkers use? Are you going to play that, or is that just your coffee?
That's just, I'm going to play this.
God, don't get confused with your hochon, sir. There'll be coffee everywhere. It'd be ridiculous. What are you going to play for us live?
Yeah, the song's called Say Nothing.
Say Nothing. Guys, we got Elephant Radio all lined up.
Should we just say nothing?
Yeah.
A bit like the rest of the show, you know.
It's my favourite track. Right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Elephant Radio playing very, very live and dropping all sorts of things. I don't know. What was that? What was that?
Drop the ball.
Did he drop the ball? You see, you've got to keep your eye on that thing.
Drop the capo.
Did you? That was gorgeous. That was saying, is that one of the newies?
That's our oldest song, actually.
Get you.
No, that's our. So, I mean, no, I say oldest. I mean,
we're gonna get
him. Is when we first, when me and Joe first started the band.
When was that? Talk us, take us right back.
What year are we in?
I don't know. 19.
19.
Once upon a time.
So this is okay. 17? Let's just say I think it was 2 years ago, around this sort of time.
Let's just say that. Yeah. Yeah. Why don't we?
So me and Joe would go around all the open mics in Brighton and do like two a night.
Did you hoover up these guys from open mics?
No. I wish we did. We spent ages on open mics, just getting good at sort of playing together. And then through, I guess, different people, like auditioning a few different members, we always knew sort of like when someone would come along, we'd always know the ones that didn't want to get involved. So we found Liam. I don't know how we found you.
Was kicking on the streets, yeah.
Was it through Facebook?
Yeah, it was through Facebook.
We found Liam through Facebook, and then through Liam, through Facebook again, we found a guy called Max. Max is he is still with us.
Is he in what state?
At university.
Oh, okay.
But through Max is one of Archie's best mates. So through that, we met. Archie came along to a rehearsal, and we quite like the way he dressed and some of the things he said. So
Archie, you nailed it, man. Did you think long and hard about what you were wearing that day? That's
it was planned.
Just phenomenally. What a player. If Max, if you're listening and you're out there, do text us. I want to hear your version of the story, because I don't believe a word of this. 07909 547336, Max, if you are out there. So you were sort of slowly collecting.
Me and Seb are from the same womb.
Well, we didn't need that kind of talk at this time of night. So, to be honest.
So we're from the same, right, same that, part of the world.
Yes.
And then obviously.
And parents, presumably.
Yes.
Pretty much
on the same street.
What a rabble, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. So obviously that happened. Yes. And then I guess this is what happened now.
Right. Do you know what? That was beautifully put.
And Say Nothing was our first single. And right. And through that, we got picked up by a few different people. And
what were you and Seb up to before? Have you been in other bands? Were you writing other stuff?
We had a thing called the Marlowe Brothers, which was around for, I guess, a long time.
Nice name.
Clever, I know. But
it's good. I like it.
Yeah, it's had a little nice ring to it.
Yeah. And a story. Love a story.
So obviously that so we did that for a long time. We were at school and we had all of our songs on
Sorry about the mic rumble, folks. They're so sensitive. Please step into that lovely mic, Seb. Tell us your side of this craziness.
I'm 2 years Freddie's younger.
Are you?
I am.
That was poetically put. Yes. And I have a tale to tell. Yes.
Yeah, we did a bit of Freddie wrote some songs when we were quite young.
He wrote them together.
Really. He was 14, I was 12.
Yeah, he's modest. Yeah.
That was our first gig.
Love that.
Was it not?
Love that.
Yeah.
Up north. And
we
got the band together and stuff.
Newcastle. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I quit dramatically and then joined again.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it an Oasis moment?
It was, actually.
Yeah.
Slapped the dog and ran outside.
Threw a bowl of plums at Liam's face.
You see, that is rock and roll, guys. That is rock and roll. Hold on to your plums, that's what I say. Would you care to see if you can find the magic again and play us another live song? Because this is good. I'm liking this. What have you got lined up?
This next one's called Black Sugar.
Black Sugar.
Yeah.
Okay. I should say that you guys are working on new singles, that we haven't necessarily got a gig this side of New Year, have we?
Well, I think we might do one.
Ooh.
There's a new club called NME, and it's a couple of friends of mine that run it. So we had a gig on Friday.
Did you?
An impromptu thing, but we did it, and it was actually all right. So
where's this club? Is it in Eastbourne?
It's where TJ's used to be. So
in Eastbourne,
sorry. Yeah. So if you...
Yeah, of course.
Eastbourne has many clubs that you might get lost.
I would use the word plethora, but I don't know what it means.
You know what I mean?
I just wanted to say it. Clubs. I love that word, plethora.
But no, it was all right, and actually they've done a little refurb. So I think they were mentioning we might do a gig before Christmas. So,
okay, that'd be cool. Yeah. Let us know. In the meantime, what was this song going to be called?
Black Sugar.
It probably is still called, I don't know. Folks, take it away. We got Elephant Radio.
It's a hard time understanding all the reasons why I should love. Why should I try when everything is wrong? And it's a hard day understanding all the things to say. I just want to
Won't you tell me if this gets too much for you?
Nothing like a professional setup here for sound, and that's getting close to nothing like. That is beautiful. That is sounding so good despite the microphone setup, but you're sounding brilliant, absolutely gorgeous. That's not just me thinking that, you know. We got backup.
Have you?
Yeah, we got people texting. We got my people talking to your people.
I like people.
Do you like people? I don't know if you like people.
Especially people that love us.
Well, there's plenty of them. We've had a text in from someone listening from their classroom whilst doing their marking. And apparently, according to this person, that you guys have picked a great set list, all the classics. So there you go. Would anyone own up to knowing Felicity, or is that what? Yes, you see.
Can't you indulge how much?
You see, there you go. Thanks for texting in.
Say thank you to Felicity, Lynn.
I have said thank you.
Yeah,
we love you, very good.
Thank you, Felicity.
By the way, you need to go home, for goodness sake. I mean, it's late to be in the classroom right now, marking away. Take your books with you, and then you'll lose a couple on the way.
Yeah.
And that's what will happen, because that's what all teachers do. They do. They all do. I don't know what age the kids are, but you are doing a proud service. Absolute thank you, Felicity, for teaching the kids to know better, quite frankly. So we have anyone else want to text 07909 547 336? We've still got Freddie, Archie, Liam, Joe and Seb here. I can't get rid of them. The door is wide open, but they're not taking the hint. They are collectively Elephant Radio. So what about gigs in Brighton? Have you enjoyed any?
Yeah,
every single one.
Yes,
I haven't had a bad experience in a gig in Brighton.
And any favourite venues that you played at?
Prince Albert.
Hope and Ruin as well.
Really, that was really good.
Which one?
Hope and Ruin.
Hope and Ruin's
nice.
Yeah,
that was pretty sweet.
It is nice,
that's
isn't
good.
It?
Shout out to Luna Blue Boys for getting us involved with the Brighton scene.
I always think Hope and Ruin looks like a big giant bottle of whiskey. You know what I mean? It's got that kind of bourbon, actually.
Smoky
bourbon.
Vegan tombra.
Yes, it has.
It's more falafel, I thought.
Yeah.
You get falafel when you see that place.
Yeah, I get what more falafel.
What is going on there?
I mean, we all get quite excited.
Seriously? Really?
Yeah, isn't there a vegan restaurant down? Yeah, that's why I get falafel.
Yeah, I know, I'd go with that, obviously. Falafel
and whiskey.
Falafel and whiskey.
Yeah.
There's the name of the next album. Good.
That's on the menu.
Falafel and whiskey.
Falafel and whiskey.
It's such a weird,
crazy
combination of things.
Crazy head. So what would be the plans for 2020? If you were to come back this time next year, what would you have loved to have done as the Elephant Radio? What would you love to have achieved? What's the plan?
Global domination.
The pyramid stage, obviously.
Oh, be incredible. Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Pyramid scheme.
You see?
No, we've got to think a bit bigger. What about Coachella?
Coachella.
Yeah. Coachella.
No. Matt Healy said that bands don't get appreciated there.
Matt Healy knows.
We can go hang out with Travis Scott or something.
See, these all sound great. I still want to play at our local pub, The Weeksheave, in Willingdon. I think that is the place.
That's all we need to do. That's our goal.
Listen,
that is our goal.
Willingdon
Weeksheave.
Don't go too low. No. You've got to aim that high.
Got to aim high. You've got to aim the Weed Chief.
The Weed Chief would be fab. I mean, who knows? Someone might buy a
And if you mess,
a whiskey, a drink, a whiskey and a falafel.
A whiskey and a falafel.
Because they definitely do that.
And boy, would you be made. You'd be made. Well, you'd be fed. Yeah. Anyway, you'd be fed. which is, you can't be made if you're not fed.
This is true.
This yeah. is, you know, you can't be successful and
sickly
hungry.
Me.
Really? There's nothing on you, my friend.
There is nothing on me, no.
I just have to
We've got some stuff on him.
Private, you guys talk amongst yourself. Private word with Felicity. For goodness sake, he needs to be fattened up. Look at him. He can hardly lift up a hand to hit that chochon. I don't know what was in the flask, but I don't think. Can we put in a couple of shakes in there? You know, some of those energy drinks. I don't know. Anyway, sorry guys, what were you saying?
Falafels. No, we were talking about what we want next year. What next year? What would you like? We would like.
Yes.
Dear Santa.
Because you know what? Because but back in the day, the whole direction always seemed to be get an EP out, get an album out, get, you know, then take it around, promote it. But I don't think that's the case anymore, is it?
I think today, what we've realised about everything today is like you got to keep putting stuff out there and putting music out. But the main thing is that you've got to gig as much as you can. So like, just don't be picky. We probably went through a stage of being a little bit picky and stuff. But I think the main thing is you can't be picky. Just keep your live performance for every band is the most crucial part of it. So most bands make their money through live performance, so that's what
big
we'll
or
say.
Small, big or small,
anything yeah. at all,
anyone,
yeah.
anyone out there.
Your half an hour set has to be the crucial, like the main thing. So you can put out some music and stuff, but your main thing has to be just have some stuff on Spotify, and then that's what our main aim is, just keep gigging.
That's
so.
A really good philosophy. That is a good. Are you quite disciplined as a band? Do you make sure you meet up at least once a week?
Things as our personalities are all so similar.
Flawless.
Like, and we never argue.
You're like mirrors.
Or fall out.
Mirrors.
That's the thing. Like we've had to learn discipline because we're not the same person. And if we were, I think we would still argue. But
Freddie, that was beautiful.
Yeah,
that
I think we do.
That made me cry.
We've argued a little bit, but I think you learn from that, and then you try and like obviously turn it into something else. So it's, you can't get too, you can't make it all about the music at the same
it's
time.
Just because we care.
Oh, that's gorgeous. When we do this live and when this goes out, remember that bit because that was
which bit?
That whatever you just said was beautiful. Wasn't that beautiful?
We're not live now.
Oh, aren't we? Are we not on?
Live,
yeah, because Felicity's just guessing what you're saying
oh,
and
yeah,
playing.
She does it all the time.
No, she does it all. She's there. She's in your head, baby.
Well,
in
there.
A good way, obviously, a gorgeous way.
Yeah. She's spying on me.
No, she's fine. Everything's good.
In a sexy way.
Listen, why don't you do something creative? And I'm hoping I'm doing you an honour and a service to the keys because I'm worrying. Can you turn the keys up a little?
Oh, I can.
A little
yeah,
bit.
Wait.
Because I'm getting a lot of bass. Oh. That's nice. Down, down, down. That's Ultravox. Down, 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 down. No, that's not Ultravox. Yep. That's Black. That was Black.
Yep, what about
do you know Black?
Black.
There were
Black Sugar. Yeah.
There was a band called Black in the 80s.
Sounds like a band name.
They had one hit, and you just played the beginning.
Really?
Yes.
Cool. We can make it now.
It's a wonderful, wonderful life.
Is that how it sounded?
No, nothing like that. Right. What would you like to play for us?
A song called Different Lives.
Different Lives or Different Loaves?
Different Lives.
Because he's hungry. Don't mention loaves.
No, yeah, well, you know, you need something.
Check my levels.
Different Lives. We've got Elephant Radio here, starving, hungry, talking of falafels and sounding amazing.
I was talking about the weather with a girl that went by the name of Heather. She began to laugh and then she cried. So I told her about the day that I jumped out of a moving train and on. It seemed so funny for a while. She said, are we living different lives? Are we all just hypnotized by everything? All at once. Are we living in disguise? Covered up in our own lies, living till the day we fall apart.
So we took a trip into town in our multicolored dressing gowns, dancing in circles in the rain. She said, I don't care if you think I'm strange, I'm just living in this modern age, so filled with hate, so filled with pain.
nothing all at once. Are we living in disguise, covered up in our own light, living till the day we fall apart? Interchange lights, into strange lights we will run, into strange lights, into strange lights we will run. What yourself this time, separate your love, separate your life, you can be yourself this time, separate your love, separate your life, you can be yourself this time, separate your love, separate your life, you can be yourself this time.
Yeah, I think so. That was just ridiculous. I mean, who the heck fire wrote that anyway? That was good.
That was a weird laugh.
Do you all write them? What, how does it work?
Freddie writes.
So we'll start from this end of the room. If I write the song on the acoustic guitar in a pretty inept way.
Yes.
So like with about 4 or 5 chords, and I'll write the structure and the lyrics and the song, and then I'll bring it to the band, and then all the guitars are written by Joe, all the bass is written by Seb, all the drums are written by Liam, and all the synth is written by Archie.
I mean, I wouldn't have guessed any of that. I wouldn't. I would have got it all mixed up, those bits. But that's a lovely thing. So tell me, are you always writing?
I tried to slow down a little bit because I was writing.
Hemorrhaging songs.
Really?
A couple of years wow.
It's like vomiting, really. Do you know what I mean?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Got a new one. Yeah. Really? So there'd be times when he'd walk into my bedroom at like 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Seb knocks us to this one song, listen to this whole EP.
Wow. Yeah.
And I'd be like, no.
Yeah. Well,
go to bed.
Go to bed. Crying out loud. Jeez. I wasn't sure what was going to happen there. You know, when you go off piste and it could get messy. I don't know. It could get all sorts of things, but it didn't. It didn't. They held it together. I think.
But it keeps it fair. It means everyone wants to keep being creative. If I write the main body of it and then everyone else writes everything else, then everyone wants to keep doing that rather than. Does that make sense? And then splitting it all 5 ways. So yeah.
Yeah. So
it means that these guys are basically hangers-on and making money out of you, which is going to be a great thing. And in years to come, there won't be a court case.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's
even though there's brothers in the band, which is, I mean, what are you thinking? But I love it. I think it's all fantastic. All brilliant. Anyone who knows these guys, please let us know. Fill out some of these stories, because I don't know if we can trust any of them. 07909 547336. Always love to hear from you. You're listening to The Pete Jones Show on Radio Reverb. We've got Elephant Radio just entertaining us beyond belief. I just absolutely love it. Talk us through. So what was the... So 2020, you want to get yourselves into that Eastbourne studio. What was the name of the studio again?
Echo Zoo,
far away in time. Okay. Very, very weird reference there. Sorry. I apologise. So Echo Zoo in Eastbourne. What's the name of the guys that run it?
Dave Lynch.
Hang on, Christoph Skull.
Skrull.
Skrull.
From Dresden in Germany.
Dresden in
He's
Germany.
A pretty cool guy. These he sounds guys. Canadian though.
Scroll. These guys sound.
He's a cool guy.
Dave Lynch sounds like he should make movies. You know,
well, like
Dave Lynch.
Dave Lynch.
Yeah.
Soft porn.
The man, the myth, the legend.
No. No.
Sorry.
Yeah, no. Art house. Honestly, where are you going with that? So these guys are very, very cool. And you haven't got a Brighton gig lined up that you know of, but
anything could happen.
Well, we need to do Alona Blue. Obviously, we support them twice now, so we're going to try and headline for next time. And then they've said they wanted to support us. So
Okay.
Any Brighton promoters out there?
There's plenty of them out there. They're all, but if they're sober, that's the problem. We've got to get them when they're sober.
Your words, not ours.
And then they will, otherwise they'll forget everything. They'll think, this is a great idea, and then they'll just gone. So yes, that's there's a 5-minute window, and you can get lucidity before it tips into, you know, something else. Let us go out with one more live track, or you could do one more live because you've done three, right?
Yes.
You could do one. You could throw in a cover if you want. Is that way off? Everyone's looking at me like, are you crazy?
We know the chorus.
You do whatever you want.
Snow Patrol's around me, so hit the chorus like 16 times.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Seriously, do whatever you want. You could do a cover now if you want, and then go out with one of yours, and then that way you feel like you're going out and a bang. I bet Felicity would like that. Should we ask Felicity what she? Because she knows that. Felicity seems to know stuff.
Yes.
She's like the brains behind. Let us know if you've got a faith, if you're listening, still Felicity. I think she's fallen off the desk. She's been thrown by too many books to mark. What do you want to do? The Snow Patrol song.
feels like a bad idea. We know Coldplay better. Fix You.
Remember last time we did that song?
Which one?
The Coldplay song.
What happened?
I walked off stage.
Did you?
That was Snow Patrol. So Coldplay wouldn't. The same thing wouldn't happen.
Were you brandishing a falafel at the time?
I was, and lots of whiskey. Johnny Walker.
Was he there? Was he good?
And snorting copious amounts of Lemsip.
Wow! And you threw some crazy rock and roll hissy.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were like a man down, and it was like we were sinking ship, and we had to pull it back with a cover, but I didn't know it. Yeah, so Freddie took the guitar,
yes. And I just sang the chorus to Snow Patrol's Run six times.
Because I was like, I'm not going to stand on stage like a spanner, like just hanging out.
It's not easy to stand like a spanner either.
No, it's not my style.
We don't actually collectively know a cover to do, and I think it might be a bad idea to do one.
Hey, I don't want to chuck you in such a deep end of cold water.
Why don't we do Makes No Sense or something? We could do like a cool acoustic version of that.
We could play it.
I don't know, you're hoping you tell me.
What we could do for you is we could play our next single.
Yes.
Yeah, Makes No Sense.
Makes No Sense, which is a... No, just makes no sense, and then we'll finish with the one we were going to play.
Beautiful.
So we can do two more. We'll do Makes No Sense.
Both of our singles.
Freddie, honestly, you do whatever you want. I'm just here chucking horrible things at you.
No.
And I don't want you to not do what? Hello, what?
We'll do Makes No Sense now, and then we'll finish with
By the way, if you want to find out how Elephant Radio sound when they are in control of the desk, go to the Pete Jones Show Facebook page, and there's a link to Elephant Radio's Facebook page, and from there you will see all sorts of wonderful, fun, wonderful things. They are so very, very cool. We've been playing them out for about 6 months. What are you going to play live?
We've never done this one acoustically before.
Beautiful. Again, I'm honoured. This is a moment. So long as you know what you're doing. Okay, Archie's already chucking in descent. Listen, Archie, I was responsible for having your keyboards turned up a minute ago. If you want me to go back to...
Archie needs to be very loud on this one.
All right. Let's take it away, my guys. Lovely.
Right,
this is going to be beautiful.
It makes no sense, it makes no sense, it makes no sense, it makes no sense. You make no sense, you make no sense, you make no sense, you make no sense. Don't let it hurt you, don't let the feeling bring you down. Don't let it hurt you, don't let the feeling bring you down. One million worms stuck in a hole, trying to get out, but they're too small. There is a bird with just one wing, it cannot fly, so it just falls.
let that feeling bring you down.
Don't let that feeling bring you down.
Don't let it hurt you. Don't let the feeling bring you down. Let the feeling bring you down. Don't let it hurt you. Don't let the feeling bring you down.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Don't let it. Don't let.
We would never dream of. We'd just never bring you down, even if I do break my wrist on poor Seb's bass. Oh, I tell you what, it's
the
always. It's, wait a minute, wait a minute. Taxi! That was fantastic. Before you play your last fifth track, whatever it was, any influences that have filtered through your gorgeous veins creatively?
Probably everything.
Everything is a good
I would
start.
I would say.
Yeah, go on.
Just all.
Is it we've all
Guy Garvey
from the album,
right? No, I say Beatles started. Oasis started all up, then Beatles heavily with the Stones, and I think at the moment it's quite like Strokesy and Beatles.
Bang on. Who knew? It's you know what? It's mental. I cannot work this out. How it's never going to go away, is it? I mean, they will never date. They are just timelessly brilliant. In a way that has never happened before. I mean, there's no way that those guys were listening to artists from 50 years before they were around. Do you know what I mean? And it's just so crazy that it's... And it's taken quite a while for people to just realise that actually it's never going to move on. But there's ways of working around it and in a beautiful fashion. Yeah. I think all styles... No, not all styles. All movements have probably been there now. And it's just... It's whatever we can create in the melting pot of joy. And I think you are ticking that box phenomenally.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pete. That's very nice of you.
I actually wrote that. That was mine. Scripted, look.
Can we quote you on that?
You can quote me any... ding dang way you wanna. Cool. Let's go out.
Can we quote
with,
that as well?
Yes, that's sure. Mine. Copyright. You can. Why don't you do one more song? What was the plan? I was listening, but it was.
So we've got one more song called Let the Good Times
Roll.
We got one more track called Let the Good Times Roll, which is our second single after Makes No Sense, which we release after Christmas.
Okay. Christmas, eh? Good plans, boys. What's the deal? Are the folks generous at Christmas? I'm looking at the brothers here.
Lump of coal in the stocking.
A beggar hoodle?
Yeah, man, they're pretty good.
Yes.
Falafel and whiskey.
Falafel and whiskey seems to be the order of the day. I wish you hadn't mentioned it because, you know, all I want now is a falafel and a whiskey.
What are you doing after this?
Falafel and a whiskey. Thank you for asking. Yes.
No, nothing. I'm not going to say it.
What about New Year? You guys get together and play?
Define play.
Well, I'm talking musically. Do you want to open
play.
The door and let our guest in? Because I think she's freezing out there, and you know, it'd be
hey, welcome.
You're more than welcome. In you come. Keep it clean, love. Keep it clean.
You so
you know, I don't know why I did that. I don't know why, folks. If you're anywhere near the open market and you're listening on Monday, do pop down. Press your gorgeous faces against the glass. We'll consider. We'll have a vote on whether we let you in or not. Because you know, we gotta be careful around here. If you're listening on Friday, text us now, 07909-547-336. Always love to hear from the future. So, New Year, are you going to get together and play musically Durr.
Should we play any?
I don't have an answer for you.
He doesn't have an answer for me. Why are we singing the answer?
Anything can happen, really.
Anything can happen. They're looking a bit coy. I don't know why. Is there a secret gig or something? Have I just blown the cover? Was Felicity?
There isn't.
Is it going to be? Yes.
We're just going to play for Felicity.
We're just going to play for Felicity. Yeah.
That is beautiful.
No, we've got nothing coming up.
They've got nothing, folks. Nada.
It's always good to be on that particular day. I don't think you should put anything because honestly,
no.
It's something we'll just. You know.
Yeah, I've tried that a couple of times and it's really lonely.
At least we've got each other, guys.
So now I ring people up in August going, have you got any plans for New Year? Because, you know, I don't want you guys to be on your own. You know what I mean? Have you ever done New Year on your own?
No.
No, nor have I. Good, right. So, what are we going to do?
This next one's got Let the Good Times Roll.
Let the Good Times Roll. We've still got Elephant Radio here. I will not let them out. Freddie, Archie, Liam, Joe, and Seb. Sounding a little bit too good, actually, but I quite like it. Take it away.
One, two, three. Come meet me at sunrise up on the hill. On a Sunday morning with time to kill. Come light up my day, come light up my night. On a Sunday morning with you by my side. So let the good times roll. It doesn't matter how high or low. Let the good times roll right over you. Come meet me at sunset down by the sea. On a Sunday evening, just you and me. So let the good times roll. It doesn't matter how high or low. Let the good times roll right over you. Good times roll. It doesn't matter how high or low. Let the good times roll right over you. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll, baby. Let the good times. Let the good times roll. 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 Let the good times roll.
Cool.
That's just ridiculous. I love that. That is so good. I mean, you know when a band is kind of winging it, really, don't you? When half of them are coughing and drinking coffee halfway through, they're checking their... You know, I mean, there's people doing work in this room. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Chochon Man. It's not we all know who I'm talking about, Liam. And that's just, you know,
is it coffee?
You know, yeah, Freddie and Seb are doing their bits out. Even Archie was singing, I mean, for crying out loud. Thank you guys so much for coming in. That was brilliant. We got five tracks out of it as well. How good is that? And we're still on time. You guys are ace. Love it. Bring a little bit of Eastbourne to your lives. I think that's what we need to do. Will you stick in touch and will you let me know when you've got a gig that we can mention?
Yeah, of course.
Brand new stuff that might come out of the Eastbourne studio. That would be always good. And just, you know, keep on doing whatever you do because it's beautiful.
Thank you. If you want us to come back, we'll come back very soon.
Yeah, I might. It's really good. Yeah, crazy. Yeah. I know. Ridiculous. Madness. Why don't we do it? Why don't we do it in 2020? When you get some hook, there'll be like a new EP or a gig in town or something.
Yeah.
Hope and Ruin, Falafel and Whiskey. Why don't we do it?
Let's do it. It's great. See that?
That sounds like an event to me.
Yeah. Well, and in the meantime, brothers, stay together, okay? Because you know that history is littered. history is littered with the fact that this is a very silly idea. But I do love the fact that you're giving it a go. Right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much. Cool, thank you.